What's up, everyone? Just got done watching Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi. Literally just left the theater. Holy shit. I'm trying to be excited. At the same time, I'm trying to be, like, calm. Because it's a good movie. It's a great Star Wars movie. The first hour, I feel like it took forever. But the certain points had you like, oh my fucking god, I can't believe that happened. It showed... Alright, I'm going to spoil everything in like 2 seconds, so if you don't want to watch it, just stop. Anyway, starts off, Luke fucking hands, Rey hands Luke the lightsaber, and fucking, he just throws it behind him. He's like, yo, fuck this, I ain't doing this Jedi shit. Then we find out that, I'm going to try and skim this a little bit. Then we, because it was 2.5 hours, goddamn. Fucking, Rey is so hell-bent on doing everything the right way. Luke just wants nothing to do with the fucking Jedi. Kylo Ren is still pissed off about everything. Now you find out that Kylo Ren and fucking Rey are, like, secretly talking through the Force to each other. Then you find out that it's General Snoke, like, manipulating both of them, of Rey trying to go to the dark side, Kylo Ren trying to go to the light. It's a good fucking balance. So, nonetheless, you have, in the meantime, Princess Leia, Poe, BB-8, Chewbacca, everyone, well, not really Chewbacca, but everyone's trying to fight off the fucking First Order, because they're coming to try and get them, so it's a whole fucking mess. It's a whole fucking mess of shit that's going on, and you gotta make sure that you get everything down to a T, otherwise you're gonna miss some things. So, nonetheless, just to give you guys, like, a 10-minute overhaul of what just happened, it was so fucking decent. Episode 8, I want to say, like, I always felt like it was a filler. It was a complete filler. You know, it was exactly in the middle where you're going from, you know, Force Awakens. It picked off so much shit. I will say, though, the fight, or at least there weren't really that many. There was, like, one lightsaber battle, really. And it was Kylo Ren teaming up with fucking Rey after Kylo Ren fucking just killed Supreme Leader Snoke. So, he is now full-fledged, you know, he's fighting with his inner demons to try and be good, try and be bad, but he is full-fledged fucking Vader now. Fucking choked out General Hux. You know, Hux is still alive. The sarcasm and the fucking comedy in this movie was pretty good. The Porgs are pretty funny. I thought they were adorable. Chewbacca's good. C-3PO, RTD2 is bae. But fucking Master Yoda shows up! And he's in the movie for like a good 5-10 minutes! Holy shit! So he's talking to fucking Luke. He's like, Luke, get your head out of your ass. He's like, come on, this isn't what's supposed to happen. And then fucking knocks some sense into him. Hey, fucking Rey, I'm going all over the place, but fuck it. Because it was so exciting. There was so much to fucking capture and so much to think about. Rey alone, you find out that she is literally who her parents are. They are nobody. They are literally, Kylo Ren tells him, your parents are literally nobody. They sold you for fucking money. They were literally like garbage whores, like fucking scum. And Rey has no lineage to Skywalker. She is just somebody blessed with the Force. And same thing with the new generation of Jedi, because the whole movie of The Last Jedi, Luke is not the last Jedi. He refuses to be and won't be. Rey, you know what? And then it breeds onto a whole new rebellion and a whole new... This is where they're going forward with the movies. And I said to myself, so okay, they all signed on for 3 movies, including Luke. Now, with the exception of, when Carrie Fisher, every time Princess Leia came on, General Leia came on the screen, I got, you know, I was like, damn, you know, but it ended with such cliffhanger-isk that everyone seemed that they were going to be okay. And Kylo Ren is just so fucking lost at this point that he's still like a little bitch inside, but at the same time, he's, there's somewhat good at him, but then he went full-fledged fucking Vader. But Luke was the fucking key player of this entire movie. I was shocked at how much we saw of him. Especially given the cameos of everything. And it's so great to have everyone come around and do these reprising of the roles. What's it called? You had Luke and Leia and Han throughout this entire sequel trilogy. Didn't know how big of a role they were going to play. And goddamn, it's so fucking important. I'm so glad they stuck around and gave the time allowed for them to do all this. As for the new characters, like, the Porgs are pretty cool. They're cute. DJ is a fucking dickhole. DJ is a fucking asshole that entire time. And quite frankly, I don't like the guy. I like Benicio Del Toro, absolutely. But fuck me, that guy was literally... scum. He'd, like, tricked and traded. I couldn't understand where he was going with it. I also couldn't understand who died in what situations. Leia's in space at one point. Fucking Luke is chapped in half at one point. And then everything seems to be okay. It's like, every time Disney fucking took a breath out of you, they, you know, they fucking put it back in. It was nice. It was a nice touch, because it was like, okay, it was a sigh of relief. It's like, okay, where are we going to go next? So it was a nice journey, a nice continuation, and a flowing story that led to not necessarily the end of the First Order, but just the beginning of this whole new brand of Star Wars. And I couldn't have been any more happy with how it went, because it was such a filler episode. Was there any big reveals? General Snoke gets fucking killed. That's about it. He ain't shit. Snoke ain't shit. Hashtag Snoke ain't shit. And that's really, I mean, Rey gets to use her force powers. You know, she moves rocks to try and help them escape and everything. You know, Luke sets up a diversion. Poe is smart enough to figure it out. There's some romance. There's this new girl, Rose, that shows up that lost her sister in the fucking war and fucking is having, like, an affection and love for Finn. And then you can tell at the end when fucking Poe and fucking Rey are talking, he's like, hey, I'm Poe. She's like, hey, I'm Rey. Like, that's it. That's the two that are gonna fuck. That's it. Fuck buddies. Got it. Anyway, so I was trying to keep this family friendly, but I can't because of Star Wars. Poe is absolutely fantastic in this fucking movie. Everything about it was just fun. Luke, there was so much of him. You know, Rey, how can I say about Rey? You know what? I couldn't feel for it. I didn't know where she was going. I'm like, Rey, what are we doing with this role right here? No idea. She was trying to be good. She was trying to be... I couldn't tell what was going to happen. It made it come off because you heard Luke and Leia talk through the Force to each other. Like, Kylo Ren and fucking Rey were brother and sister, which I was waiting for that. I'm like, where is it? It's going to hit him. There it is. They're brother and sister. That's it. No. And then Kylo literally says, Rey, you ain't shit. Your parents were nothing but garbage whores. Like, that was it. It was so fucking dead on. And she's crying and she's like... You know, trying to... It was good. It was a good fucking... it was a good balance. There wasn't a lot of action. There was, okay, space action and all the fucking... The TIE fighters, the X-Wings, the fucking new ships that are riding on the salt in that fucking red space, whatever the hell that shit was called. Fantastic. But everything about it was just well done. There weren't many lightsaber battles, though. And that was, you know... Could have went for a little bit more, even though Captain Phasma dies. At least I think, you know, and fucking Finn, wasn't really a battle, it was just like, that was half-assed to the max, but you get to see, you know, Phasma's, you know, helmet gets shattered, Kylo destroys his helmet, they probably got another one somewhere, though. It just, everything about it was fucking well done. I can't even say it was great, I can't say it was not, but it was well done. That's what I'm gonna say. Like, I would leave, right now it's an 8.5 for me. Because I felt like they didn't explain most of what was going on when it came to where their base was located, where are they going, how are they getting there, how do they know they're following them, they're tracking them through the light speed. Okay, great, but what is it, the end mission? What are they really trying to do, just escape through the whole thing? So it was very oddly confusing to me at some points. So you couldn't sit there and pick, you know, be like, okay, well, there's some time is going on between all of this, where everyone's kind of like just having their own conversation, doing their own thing, and then all of a sudden they're back at it, like fighting again, then they take a break, everyone's talking, doing their own thing, and then everyone's like, oh yeah, by the way, we're still fighting, and then like they're like really close to each other, but you can't pinpoint when the time, it gets a little confusing, but an 8.5 is where I stand with it. It could easily get a 9.5, because it was so fucking well done. Visuals, beautiful, soundtrack, awesome, Yoda alone, fantastic. I mean, to see him, and it was the puppet form, it wasn't CGI, it was old school Yoda with Luke, it was accurate, everything about the movie was accurate, and Luke was such a fucking G, that he fucking, you know, brushed it off. He got shot by every fucking, like, you know, AT-AT ripoff in 2017 that you could think of, and it was so fucking cool, and then he just brushed it off like it was nothing. You know, and then Rey is trying to go and talk to you. He's like, Rey, why didn't you kill your father? I mean, a Kylo Ren, why'd you kill your father, as Rey says. And then he's like, I actually liked my father. And then you find out that the reason Rey is bad is because Luke tried to kill him. Luke tried to kill Kylo Ren. or fucking Ben Solo, basically, because he saw all the bad in him and what was bad to come. He was trying to prevent it. Luke would have done the smart thing, but Kylo, you know, woke up. It was the whole fucking mentality that you find out. He goes, you know, Luke is like, oh, right, he betrayed me. Bullshit. Kylo Ren literally did nothing wrong. Luke sensed an early presence of basically just all his dark side coming out of fucking Kylo Ren's. And all of a sudden, Luke goes, oh, my best choice of option is to fucking kill my nephew. I mean, literally, that's basically what happened. So he goes to basically kill him. And then Kylo kind of fights back and then tears everything down. Brings all the Jedi with him that he was training. So the whole premise is that Luke feels that he failed him. It was very Qui-Gon-esque. It was very Obi-Wan-esque. When Obi-Wan looked at Anakin, was like, I failed you, Anakin. I failed you. In episode 3. And then in episode 8, it's so weird saying that. And, you know, it's the same mentality. It's basically just, you know, it's that. It is literally fucking, you know, Luke saying that he failed Kylo Ren. And, you know what, he had the intimate moment with Leia, you know what, to say, like, you know, I failed. And Leia's like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't, Luke. Cut the shit. She's like, no, we didn't. You know, it was him. You know, there's nothing we could have done. They blame Snoke. Snoke was trying to make, Kylo was trying to prove himself to Snoke, but at the same time wanted to take over everything, which kind of makes sense. He wanted to be the Supreme Leader. So is he Supreme Leader Kylo Ren? I have no fucking idea. It's a very messy, confusing. Sorry for that sound. It's actually my struts. I got to get that fixed. As I'm doing this on my way home, you know, it was a well-done movie. Disney and Lucas did a hell of a job with it, and to say that even on the day where I see it that it came out, that fucking Disney bought Fox or is acquiring them, you know, it's just, everything about Star Wars is so fucking good. But, you know, what also got me pumped was seeing the trailer for The Avengers, so I'm looking forward to that more than I feel like I was going into most of these films this year. So the Avengers film I'm looking forward to, but Star Wars, man. Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi, got the same classic scroll, got the same, you know, everything. But it started off with such comedy that I was like, oh, I hope it doesn't go in the whole, like, you know, comedic route. Finn and Rey don't seem really to be an item. They were just kind of, like, chilling. They're just best friends, really. But you can tell Finn and Poe are going to, you know, like, they're bros. They're going to just chill. They're going to always be friends. BB-8 and Poe, that was hysterical. RTD2 had his moments, wasn't really that big of a role. What are you going to do? C-3PO had a few lines and got rid of the red arm, so there was really no continuity, but whatever. Leia was the, you know what, everything about it was just a good movie. It was good. If I'm going to sit there and rate it, I give it an 8.5, and the reason I give it an 8.5 is solely based on, there was things in there that I feel like weren't explained as well. I feel like everybody was just fighting for fighting. And I can't even say that. I can't even, like, I'm disagreeing with my own opinion because I know I'm wrong. But it's just, that's where I feel that it stands, because I wasn't blown away. You know, it was left on such a cliffhanger for episode 9 that you're just like, now you really have no fucking idea what's going to happen. So, you know, we got some answers, and then again, they branched off to a whole new story. With the ending was all these kids that they tried rescuing, or not really tried rescuing, that tried, they went to this, like, casino fucking planet-looking thing, and all these kids were looking, you know, like, they were kind of slave-isks, but nonetheless, man, and that's how it ended with the new breed of resistance fighters. Basically, that's how it ended, and with everybody ever, you know, from Luke is dead, basically. He floated away into the Force. But everyone was chill. It was a great movie. You know, Force Awakens had more, oh my God, holy shit moments for me. But The Last Jedi, man, very well done. Very well done. And I couldn't have asked for a better way. So, I mean, I give it an 8.5. Maybe I was too hooked on the nostalgia trying to, you know, I feel like Rey's lineage was disappointing to me. It was stuff like that I was looking forward to in this movie that I feel like I got let down a bit. But you know what? I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have at all. So, but that's where I stand. Out of all of them, 8.5. Was it the best Star Wars movie? It's got Empire still. Empire still. But this one's pretty fucking good. So, nonetheless, guys. All right. I've been Joe Major. I'm going to rewatch it when it comes out on Blu-ray, when it comes out on 4K. If I want to give it a 9.5. I really do. I'm going to rewatch it. You know what? I'm going to sit there and I'm going to take it all and see if there's stuff I missed. Because you know when you watch a movie for the first time, it's excitement. Then I can sit there and watch as a critic and re-review it. So if I do an update, that's what I'm going to do. But so far, guys, it's an absolute must-see. And not just Star Wars fans, but fucking movie fans around the world. Great job, Disney. A well-done Lucasfilm. And, man, Star Wars The Last Jedi, man. Worth every minute. Thank you, guys.